Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6
with Ali Clark
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Over the weekend, you might have heard about this man. He's a South Australian man that is trying to get back here to see his mum, who was diagnosed with brain cancer only a couple of weeks ago. He is currently speaking to us from a Brisbane Medi hotel. Good morning, Daniel Cioffi.
Good morning, Ali. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm really sorry for the stress and the hurt that this must be causing with, you know, the illness to your mum. When did you first know that something was wrong or going wrong with her?
Well, we didn't actually know much was going on at all. She had some very, very mild memory loss that she was a little bit concerned about, but we actually thought possibly she'd had an infection, or we'd even thought maybe a small little stroke that could be affecting a bit of her memory, but it was very, very minor. She was living, you know, normal day-to-day life. And, you know, in fact, the day before she was admitted to hospital, she'd gone for a long, long walk from jetty to jetty in Henley and Grange and gone out to dinner to celebrate her partner's birthday. And even more as a precautionary thing, I got my brother to bring Mum into the QEH for some tests and a CT scan, and that's when it all started on the 8th of July. But it wasn't until Wednesday, the 21st of July, that we were delivered the diagnosis that we were given of a high-grade glioblastoma, which is, yeah, by its nature, terminal, and told that she had, at that very moment, we were told that without any type of intervention, she'd have days or weeks to live.
And for those, this is brain cancer, isn't it?
This is brain cancer. This is the one of the most aggressive types of brain cancer anyone can have.
Okay. And since then, she's deteriorated really quickly. I think a lot of people might think cancer can be a long, drawn-out process, but unfortunately with this type of glioma, it happens really quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's extremely volatile, extremely aggressive, and really it's very unpredictable. You can't actually say if a person's going to die in one day or one month. Mm-hmm. It's too hard to determine. Not the doctors or SA Health could suggest how long my mum actually has. However, by the size and the location of the tumour, by its actual nature, it's very dangerous. So it's in the intricate areas of her brain that control personality, speech, movement. And the tumour is around 4 centimetres in size.
So, Daniel, where were you when you got this news? I understand you were overseas.
Yes, I was overseas. I was in Europe, and we went on a call on the Wednesday, the 21st. My siblings and mum's partner Lee, and the doctor delivered this really, really hard blow to us to say that. You know, that the diagnosis is terrible and the prognosis is equally as terrible. Mm. Yeah.
So then that happens on Wednesday the 21st, and you basically drop everything to get back here. And so you have been able to get yourself, and I'm presuming you paid, exorbitant amounts, as we've been hearing so often, to be able to get back. And you were supposed to be flying back into South Australia, is that right?
Yeah, my flight was from Europe to Adelaide via New Zealand. So all my flights were in transit, sticking to the rules and conditions to be able to get into Adelaide to then quarantine in Adelaide. And then mid-journey, I was informed by the travel agent from South Australia that the flight from New Zealand to Adelaide had been cancelled and would be cancelled for the next 8 weeks. So I had to repurchase the flights. And I've spent well over 10 grand.
Okay. So that's got you as far as Brisbane. So why can't you now get from Brisbane to South Australia?
Well, there needs to be an agreement between the South Australian Health Department and the Queensland Health Department for the exemptions to coincide. Brisbane have been backing me to help to push me out of here, but they can't do anything. They have their hands tied until SA Health say that they will accept me into South Australia. So they're both aware of the situation. I've presented the same application to both groups. I'm in close contact with the director of the exemptions team in Queensland, and she's just said, look, yeah, we understand, we support you, but we can't do anything until South Australia say that they accept you into the state.
And when will you actually finish your 14-day quarantine period?
I believe it's Saturday at midnight or on Sunday morning. So I came in at, you know, late night, two Saturdays ago on the 24th. So I'm assuming that it's at the end of Saturday, but that's already for me too much time and I've already had too much time lost.
So then what does SA Health say? Do you know why? And I guess what exactly are you seeking? For them to fly you down to South Australia or, you know, what do you want?
Not at all. I've organised all of this on my own. I've organised a private charter flight. And in fact, I was offered the private charter flight from Angel Flight. It's a non-for-profit organisation. They survive on just donations, no government support. And they spoke to me and said that they have volunteers that would take me down to Adelaide. So we maintain that sterile corridor, so to speak, and you know, protect the health of South Australians. So I'm not boarding any domestic flight. I'm going directly from quarantine to quarantine, much like the Medivac flight that went from Indonesia, carrying the diplomat and his infected family into South Australia. He went hospital to hospital, but they were known infected Delta cases, and they were brought in. And I'm actually asking for the same, but no rules to be bent or changed for me. I want to go directly into quarantine and finish my quarantine there and just get a sterile corridor to see my mum.